Lighter than air, said Bernard, pointing upwards. Like a pearl in the sky, high, high above them, the weather department's captive balloon shone rosily in the sunshine. The said savage, so ran Bernard's instructions, to be shown civilized life in all its aspects. He was being shown a bird's-eye view of it at present, a bird's-eye view from the platform of the Charing Tea Tower. The stationmaster and the resident meteorologist were acting as guides, but it was Bernard who did most of the talking. Intoxicated, he was behaving as though, at the very least, he were a visiting world controller, lighter than air. The Bombay green rocket dropped out of the sky. The passengers alighted. 8 identical Dravidian twins in khaki looked out of the 8 portholes of the cabin, the stewards.
1,250 kilometers an hour, said the station master impressively. What do you think of that, Mr. Savage?
John thought it was very nice. Still, he said, Ariel could put a girdle round the earth in 40 minutes. The Savage, wrote Bernard in his report to Mustafa Mond, shows surprisingly little astonishment at or awe of civilized inventions. This is partly due, no doubt, to the fact that he has heard them talked about by the woman Linda, his M-dash. Mustafa Mond frowned.
Does the fool think I am too squeamish to see the word written out at full length?
Partly on his interest being focused on what he calls the soul, which he persists in regarding as an entity independent of the physical environment, whereas, as I tried to point out to him...
The controller skipped the next sentences and was just about to turn the page in search of something more interestingly concrete when his eye was caught by a series of quite extraordinary phrases.
Though I must admit, he read, that I agree with the Savage in finding civilized infantility too easy or, as he puts it, not expensive enough, and I would like to take this opportunity of drawing your fortship's attention to...
Mustafa Mon's anger gave place almost at once to mirth. The idea of this creature solemnly lecturing him, about the social order was really too grotesque. The man must have gone mad.
I ought to give him a lesson, he said to himself,
then threw back his head and laughed aloud. For the moment, at any rate, the lesson would not be given.